This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being
And Mr. Indiana, would you mind stepping forward, please, and announce your name?
Thank you so much, and just want to say it's an honor to be indoors. My name is JPC, and I am your 2021 Mr. Indiana.
And what will you be doing for the talent portion?
For the talent portion, I will be slow cooking. Well, I'm sorry. Slow cooking will be being done in the next room. I will be watching a football game.
Oh, beautiful. And mm-hmm. Let's see that.
Occasionally, I will ask for someone to get me another beer. It won't be a single person. I'll just try to be like yelling into the kitchen area.
And you feel like this best represents Indiana?
I will take my question in the form of horsey sauce.
Let's move over to Ms. Massachusetts. What is your name?
Hi, I just wanted to say it is an honor to be outdoors.
And thank you for coming to us live from an open field. What is your name?
My name is Erin Keefe, and I am honored to be 2021's Miss Massachusetts.
Well, of course. Thank you for being that. And what will you be doing for the talent portion?
I'm so glad you asked. I'll be throwing a Dunkin' iced coffee at my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend's ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend.
And you feel like this represents Massachusetts?
Because that's a Massachusetts hug. Throwing an iced coffee at someone in the snow. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And let's go ahead and see the results. The winner of your Person of the States 2021 is... I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And did I win?
And you won, Erin.
Yay, you won. I won.
Isn't she person? Isn't she human shape?
She's style and she's grace. She is human shaped.
There she is.
Sort of.
Walking oh so fast. Slow down, please. You dropped your phone.
What's up, guys?
I will say... one of my favorite things in the world is the song that the announcer has to sing once someone wins a beauty pageant. We need to bring that back for every award show. Someone wins a Grammy, you know, the person's like, and the winner is Dua Lipa. And then they're like, hey, Dua Lipa.
Say where the love goes.
It should also be for sports. So like during the Super Bowl, it's like Brady throws a Gronkowski, gets a catch, and it's a score. Touchdown, Mr. Touchdown. They just completed on the promise they made. Yeah.
I'm glad
and
we're landing on this.
And they clinched the World Series. I love you always, forever, near and far, closer together. Say it again.
Small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Fly me to the moon. Oh, do I see that?
All right, we could make the world more fun. Just take our suggestions, world.
Just start inserting songs into more celebrations.
Because aren't songs celebrations? I mean, isn't that what this whole thing is all about?
Songs are just rhyming celebrations when you think about it.
Set to music.
So we took a little break before we recorded this episode, And while we were on the break, I got a call from my mom. And first of all, she wanted to say that she loved the sweater episode. She said she was cooking while she was listening to it and she was laughing out loud. And the second thing she said, because I told her I was sitting in my closet about to record Hey Riddle Riddle, she went, oh, just like high school. And I went, just like what? And she said, don't you remember that anytime you had a big project or paper, you would sit in your closet and you would write it on the floor of your closet? And I went, oh, yeah. So I'm back in my closet.
Thank God. I thought you had another podcast named Hey Riddle Riddle in high school.
No. Yeah, I didn't have a podcast yet in high school because that was barely a thing.
And that's what we call a repressed memory.
I know. I was like, oh, God. She was like, yeah, you would just like start crying and be angry that you had to do it. And then you would just sit on the floor of your closet and then write it out on like legal pad and then go type it downstairs. And I was like, ooh, I had ADHD. I always did and I always will. I got overstimulated very easily.
Trauma. It's coming back to her.
Did you have a walk-in closet growing up?
No, I had two very small closets in my room on either side of my desk. And I would sit in one of them and get my work done.
That's adorable.
I know, but I forgot about it. And I was like, wow, I came back.
The house that I lived in when I was like in elementary school it was a huge house and it was like built in the turn of the century. So like everything was like, you know, like thick original wooden doors and stuff. And it was
haunted.
It was haunted as shit. It was a fixer upper and it was my single mom with three boys. So we didn't really do a lot of fixing up, but it was a big, big house and they had like big closets in all the rooms. And it wasn't really a walk-in closet, but it was a closet you could walk into because it was like you would open the door and there would be like, you know, a hanging bar. But then to the right of it, you could like walk a few steps into it and there were like shelves in the closet. And I remember one time I had a Game Boy and I had Pokemon Red I had Pokemon Blue on my Game Boy. And I knew my little brother was staying home sick and I knew he was going to try to play my Game Boy. So I went into that little step into the closet and I hid it under some like old clothes and blankets and like a box. And when I got home, I raced to that closet and there was my Game Boy and I opened it up and I turned it on. My whole Pokemon file had been deleted and there was a level 7 Bulbasaur named Jackalbum. And it was maybe the maddest I'd ever been because I was like, he must have dug up this entire fucking closet to try to find that Game Boy.
Hours.
He had to have.
That's brutal. I will say when I was a kid, I think this is universal. I thought the closet was like the most clever hiding place where anytime I had something where I'm like, I didn't want my sister to see or something, I would put it in my closet and be like, I know if she sees this, she'll take it or she'll read it first or whatever it is. And I feel like any parent who's curious what your kids are up to, walk into a closet, you're going to find a whole world. I think that's what...
Nope, that's amateur hour.
What?
Let me tell you where to hide shit. Under your mattress. You're going to hide shit under your mattress. Well, basically, this only applies to clothes you've stolen from a sister. Yeah, go ahead.
And immigrants saving up to buy a new future.
Yeah, God. To come to America.
They deserve so much better than where I hid my sister's clothes. In between drawers, if that's a possibility for you. Inside of a board game that you've outgrown. Under paint cans in your basement because you know your dad's probably not going to paint anything for a while. inside of just like basically anywhere where your dad keeps tools. Inside a holiday, Christmas, or Halloween decoration bin that is way out of season.
I'm going to give a little tip. And this is something I've never done, but I just thought of. Because, Aaron, those are all phenomenal hiding places. Is I'm going to say, kids, if you're listening and you're, you know, young enough to want to hide stuff, start taping it to the ceiling. Think about the last time you walked into the room. Did you look up at the ceiling?
Absolutely not.
Nobody.
Well, that works for like pot, but that's not going to work for a full pair of Abercrombie and Fitch jeans and a polo.
Try it and see.
So as an adult, I have a hiding place thing. So I was I wrote Mariah a love note, and I told her I was like, I'm going to hide it in a place that you will find it, but you will never find it if you try to look for it.
I'm so sorry. I have to imagine JPC. This is classic JPC. My brain is trying to think how your brain thinks. Although it's always one step behind. If you say, I wrote you a love note and you'll never find it, to me, when it comes time to give it, you're going to take out a guitar and go, ooh.
I was going on a trip, and so I was leaving my house, but I was like, and she was supposed to find it the next day, and I was like, you will not find it, but if you just go about your life, you will find this love note. And so what I did was I put it inside of Spaghetti has one of those like airtight containers where we keep her dog food. Mm-hmm. I put it inside of Spaghetti's container, knowing that the next day she would go to feed Spaghetti and then she would find the note. But she was never gonna look there. And I was like, this is the perfect hiding place. This is great. And then she was like, hey, I found that love note you left me in the dog's food. And I was like, oh, you're right. Maybe that wasn't the best juxtaposition.
Wait a second. I was like, totally.
So romantic.
I really accomplished one of the goals I set out to accomplish.
JPC, I love how you're like, I started that thought, but I didn't finish that thought. I began it.
I found your love note. Her dog food love note.
I found your love note when I was breaking apart our dog's shit. Thank you so much.
Wow, beautiful.
You hid it in the plastic bag that I cleaned the shit up with.
You just unlocked a memory I forgot I had.
Oh, I love it. This is trauma.
Trauma.
We're breaking it all down.
With a couple of my college gal pals, we were at a thrift store for something, buying Halloween costumes, and we found these like kind of creepy Victorian baby shoes.
Whoa.
And it started like a couple years long battle of hiding them in each other's homes and just waiting for them to find it. And they go, but sort of with the hopes of someone else will find it. Like they'll have a date over and they'll pull something out of their closet and a Victorian baby shoe will fall out. And we did that for years and I don't know who has them. One of them could be in my home right now and I don't even know.
That's outstanding.
I should text my friend Melissa. She might know where
they are. It reminds me of like the Seinfeld episode. Didn't they have something they kept hiding somewhere or they'd place somewhere? I can't remember.
I've only seen Seinfeld once, a long time ago.
It is such a fun game, though. I do recommend if you have some Victorian baby shoes or a haunted doll or like a forbidden painting, do that with your friends. It's a very fun time.
JPC, your Game Boy story is like the Shakespearean version of having siblings. Like the emotional stakes of every part of that is like the most I have siblings story. You knowing that you needed to hide it, you kind of being a dick for hiding it in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
I think finding it.
For a sibling, the most unforgivable sin, because Sadie has done this to me, the most unforgivable sin is erasing somebody's save point.
What about destroying someone's confidence? What about that?
No. just well, that games. Doesn't matter, Aaron, but what Adel and I are talking about is a video game, and you can't get that back. It would take 10 hours. It's hard to do.
Well, did you ever forgive your brother? Sounds like no.
I did worse shit to my older siblings too. I remember when like PlayStation games, you could like, they all were on like CDs essentially. One time I scratched up the back of a CD that PlayStation game that my brother wanted to play. I think it was my older brother wanted to play.
Ice cold.
Because he had done some shit to me.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Basically, we only ever did brutal shit to each other's video games because that's where we knew we could get them.
That's Amy burning Joe's book in Little Women. It's my least favorite part of that book is when she takes her sister's manuscript that she's been writing by candlelight and throws it into the fire because she's jealous.
Yeah, my least favorite part is when she dies.
Beth dies, though. Yeah, Beth does die and her soul goes out the window. Yeah. Shit! Sorry,
Mine
guys.
Mine is when Bob Odenkirk comes in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. But any younger sibling can relate to Amy throwing that book. It's the... You did the 21st century version of that, which is scratching a PlayStation thing.
Speaking of burning books, we do have to get to some riddles. Let's go ahead and start some warm-up riddles. I'm your old man, Puzzles. Here's our first warm-up riddle.
Oh, shit. We still do these on this podcast.
Well, sometimes. We're slowly trying to insert other content.
Post-sweater episode world, Adel, so it's you never know what will happen.
It's an exciting time to be alive, I'll have to say that. I feel more energized going, what could happen?
There's a buzz in the air. What do an island and the letter T have in common?
Oh, I hate this. I remember what this show is. I hate this.
Surrounded by...
Huh?
S...
What do an island and a letter T have in common?
Yes, what do an island and the letter T have in common?
They're both better with ice, and you better bring your cocoa.
The letter T. birthday.
My mom once met at an awards ceremony. She met Ice-T and Coco, and Coco complimented my mom's dress. And my mom, to this day, will every single time I see her, she brings up that story. She's like, Coco loved my dress.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and Ice-T posed for a picture with her. Very nice people.
A woman with pink glasses, old lady with pink glasses on the street, complimented my coat the other day, and I think I'll remember it till the day I die. I was like, wow, she's amazing, and she likes my coat.
Oh, Aaron, you just met Dolores Umbridge.
Oh, okay. I need help. I think I'm walking in between reality and fiction.
There was, maybe it was a couple years ago now, but there was like this, it burst onto Facebook and it was all over social media of this guy who went to like a bike show in Maryland and it was a Trump guy, and he took pictures of him with Keanu Reeves, who was at this bike show in Maryland, and he posted it onto like Facebook. But the guy is absolutely not Keanu Reeves.
You've seen
the photo.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mariah and I watched The Matrix the other night, and after we watched The Matrix, I showed her that photo, and we laughed for like 3.5 minutes straight. It's so fucking funny. I love the idea of meeting a celebrity, and you did not meet that celebrity.
Also, the best part of Game Night, the movie. It's like, yeah. I slept with Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
What do an island and the letter T have in common?
Okay.
Aaron, you were very close when you said, I can't remember what you said, they're both circling S.
It comes
or
after the S. It's in between S and V?
No.
S and U.
SUV. Is this an alphabet riddle answer?
Half of it is an alphabet riddle. But alphabet in terms of like spelling, not in terms of order or anything like that.
Oh, interesting.
What do an island and the letter T have in common? I think you'll get this from island first. So if you think about the properties of an island, what makes an island an island?
Sand.
Well,
sandy and
we were
water.
So close.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you are John Travolta. Otherwise known as Danny.
The wickedly talented. Yep, I'm ready.
Danny Zuko. JBC, you are Olivia Newton-John, otherwise known as Sandy. What's her last name in that? Sandy Grease.
Dombrowski.
No, it's Sandy
D.
Grease.
Okay.
I believe it's Sandy Grease.
It's Sandy.
That's why it's called Grease. And you two are on a desert island, and you have been for a few months.
Hey. Why the long face? What?
No. I'm not. Go back to your side of the island. Go back to your side of the island. No, I don't want to sing. We haven't had potable water in 4 days. I don't want to sing.
You don't want to get friendly down in the sand?
Oh, wella, crabs.
There are crabs on the beach.
What?
Crabs.
There have been crabs on this beach.
You. What?
There are crabs on this beach, and we didn't eat them because you were teaching them how to do that dance routine?
Yeah, watch this. Yeah.
I want to say that this is because you drank the seawater, but I know that this is just who you were before all of this.
Hey, come on, baby. I'm sorry. What do I need to do to get you to forgive me in my leather jacket?
Look, if you can find a way to get us off this beach, I will forgive you. Wait a second.
I think we just need to grease the lightning.
No, we're not having sex again, okay? I felt fool me twice, shame on me
at
this point.
I respect your boundaries. No problem, baby. We need to grease the lightning.
Hold on. Wait, why don't you just do that thing that you did where you summon that car that takes us up to heaven?
All right. Well, look away. I'm too embarrassed to have you see me do this.
Okay, tell me about it, stud.
A pinchy from Crab Nicky's like a
wobble-doo-wop-a-wop-bam-boom.
What do an island and the letter T have in common? I need an answer. They both have this in common. They're both in the middle.
They're both
of S and U.
They're both in the middle of
the
sea. Of the sea.
Well,
they're both in the middle
pretty
of the
much,
ocean?
But what's a broader term for the sea?
Water.
They're both in the middle of water. An island is literally in the middle of water, and the letter T, I guess, is also literally in the middle of water.
That makes sense. That's a good riddle.
It's not necessarily in the middle of the water.
Kids use literally.
The island could be everywhere.
Yeah. That's your new phrase, right?
Yes. whatever you think that is, yes.
You're always wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shades, and people are like, what's wrong with you? And you're like, the island could be everywhere.
We need a new geography teacher, Mr. Anderson. Our current geography teacher keeps saying the island can be anywhere, and I feel like I'm not learning.
Well, I'm Anderson Cooper, and I can bring the news to you, Channel 1.
Why did I call you Mr. Anderson? I should have called you Mr. Cooper. I'm an idiot. I have terrible teachers.
I never said that. Everyone is witness. I never said that.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson Cooper. That guy, who's that guy from Matrix?
Elrond.
Elrond mm-hmm. Hubbard.
Elrond Hubbard.
He's been in more trilogies than I think any actor. Because he's in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's in the Matrix trilogy. I believe he's in the Star Wars?
He's in the Hobbit trilogies.
Is he in the... I feel like he's in one more trilogy, but
Is he in Star Wars? No.
He might be in Star Wars.
No way.
He's in one other thing that's a trilogy.
He's in Marvel, but that's not a trilogy.
That's true. But I feel like he holds a Guinness Book of World Record for that.
He's in some like big old franchises, some famous franchises, I would say.
And I think his niece is someone famous.
I would love to be a zero on one of that guy's paychecks, if you know what I'm saying.
A ones and zeros.
Yes.
I'm a rock group with four members. All dead. One was assassinated.
Kiss. They're all dead and one was assassinated. Okay,
is that
the
riddle?
I'm a rock group with four members. All are dead. One was assassinated.
Okay, so the Beatles, obviously, is the go-to answers.
Paul is dead. Ringo is never alive.
Well, was Ringo a Beatle?
No.
Officially?
Pete Best was. Yeah. They never fired Pete Best.
Yeah.
They're not real. They're like actual rocks.
Aaron, you are dead right.
No, I'm not.
But you have to be a little more specific.
They're actual rocks.
It says I am a rock band.
It says, I am a rock group with four members. All dead. One was assassinated.
What rock was assassinated?
Oh, would this be Mount Rush?
I want to see a scene.
Oh, wait, no.
I want to see a scene. JPC, yes. You are, you're Jeremy Boulder. You're a very famous Boulder. And Aaron, you are assassinating this rock.
Hey, are you going to buy me a drink? My name is Missy Diamond.
You must be new in town. I'm Jeremy Boulder. I'm a very famous Boulder. Usually people buy me the drinks around here, especially because I'm a Boulder and I can't move. And so,
well, I'm a Diamond and I can't move. And that sounds like I'm about to change your life. I'm already catching you off guard and giving you a new experience already. You're so strong.
Yeah, I'm Jeremy Boulder. You're not telling me anything I don't know.
Yeah, you don't even look like worn by weather or wind or anything.
I'm sorry, but I don't usually have someone approach me with this kind of approach. You said you're Tiffany Diamond?
That makes more sense than Missy Diamond. Then sure. I guess, don't I?
That's
right. Like my name is Deborah Moissanite. Just a little diamond joke. Those are fake diamonds that are actually better for the environment and better for the world.
Well, I could make you Moissanite, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's very funny.
Thank you. I have somewhat of a dry sense of humor. I'm a Boulder.
Here's your martini.
Just splash it all over me?
Yeah. How do you feel after drinking your martini?
Actually,
as that
martini is seeping in to my soft, porous inner layer. Oh my God! What was in that?
You've been assassinated by Deborah Moissanite. Yoink!
Oh no! I'm the bar owner. Let's get you upstairs to a bed. Oh shit! I dropped you.
Hey, Sisyphus, can we pick up the pace, please?
I never should have opened a bar. Scene.
Sisyphus bar, open every night if we can figure out how to open it.
JPC, I'm thrilled that you got that reference and called it out.
Yes.
So I believe at the very, right while I was calling the scene, JPC, I believe you said the right answer. Do you want to say the right answer to I am a rock group with four members all dead, one was assassinated?
I will say Mount Rushmore.
It is Mount Rushmore.
Washington, killed by his own pride. Lincoln, killed by an assassin's bullet. Roosevelt, polio. And
yeah, I knew you didn't know the fourth.
Herbert Hoover, dick caught in a vacuum cleaner.
No. I would like to see a scene. Adel, you're some sort of fictional president that hasn't existed yet, and okay, you're about to die in a really embarrassing way, and you're just trying to stop it because you're like, no, this is what people are going to remember me for. And JPC, you're there too.
Sorry, I'm about to do what? Okay, I'm about to die in an embarrassing way?
Yeah, and you're trying to stop it because you're like, oh no, that everyone will associate me with this really embarrassing way of dying instead of all of the work I did for the country.
I see. Okay, here we go. President Anthony Backflip. It's time to eat the most fish anyone's ever eaten.
All right. Now, remember, Mr. President, you don't have to eat the most fish. You just have to beat the penguin. Okay? It's a puff piece. It's just for the press. You don't have to. Don't go overboard. You just have to beat the penguin.
A puff piece? Is that a penguin joke?
Yes, I'm also I'm not only your head speech writer, I'm your head joke writer as well.
Okay, well, no. Anthony, what are you doing? You know what? If I choke on a fish or I die from eating too much fish, I just had a flash of what that would look like written in history books, and it's so embarrassing, right?
Mr. President, I say carpe diem. Go for it.
Is that a fish joke?
It is a fish joke. I'm also working it into a fish speech, so I'm kind of workshopping things live again. My role is kind of fluid. It kind of changes.
Of course. Say it back to me. What's a way we can spin this to where if I do die eating the most amount of fish ever, what's a way we can spin that to make it sound cool or daring or heroic?
Well, I think that even if you do die eating fish, I think that you will go down in history as one of the best presidents we've ever had. And I truly believe that.
Okay, I'm starting to feel again, like that's definitely a joke.
Again, it was a joke. I do want to tell you, I am appointed by Congress, so you cannot hire or fire me. You do not have that power. I'm a congressional appointee.
Fine. Okay, so if he died breaking a record, that's vague enough that it's kind of cool and kind of fun.
Yeah, but I just don't necessarily think that people are going to remember it that way.
Extra! President Backflip dies from eating something fishy.
Wait, let me see this newspaper. Roll. Hey, he died of old age. This was a red herring.
See.
Holy wow. Mackerel!
I'm so happy that I said you're there too, because you had so many fish buns.
Holy mackerel!
Outstanding.
I was just perched. Ready to go.
You can do as many more as you want, too.
I can't imagine that I have more. I don't think I know more fish.
Yeah, your brain has definitely turned to jelly.
Yeah.
This is all I wanted the podcast to be. Thank you. Thank you, too, for finally getting on board.
Oh, that's so sad. It took us 150 episodes to finally be doing all of the jokes you wanted us to do.
Okay, we got to move on. And sardines.
Okay, here's another riddle.
Yes.
All five sisters are busy. Anne is reading a book, Rose is cooking, Katie is playing chess, and Mary is doing the laundry. What is the fifth sister doing?
Okay, this is easy. Poor Katie is lonely up there playing chess all alone. The fifth sister has to join her.
The fifth sister is busy, Phillips.
Nice.
Very nice. Aaron, you got it dead right. Bingo, bingo.
I would like to see a scene. JPC, you are a sister and like Little Women. You're in like the 1800s and you're trying to convince your other sister, who's played by Adel, to play chess with you so you don't have to play it alone.
I would just like to say, from also there to a sister, I'm really moving up in this world.
Sisterfus.
Martha.
What? What is it?
Please, would you please come play chess with me? I'm dreadfully bored.
I twon't. I've told you before, I twon't. I have this wooden hoop, and I'm pushing it along with a stick.
Wooden hoop? You think the Matthews boy who lives down yonder is going to notice you because you're pushing a wooden hoop on a stick next to his yard?
No, I know he will, because twat knots and...
Well, no... How do I say two in this era? It's not what I said.
No, it's not.
Twa nights ago, I saw him under the old elm tree, and the rain did drizzle down upon our faces, and our hands did press amongst each other, and we did gaze into each other's eyes.
You went to home plate with the old Matthews boy?
Well, of course, home plate in this era is first base.
Yes. And every game of baseball is four times as long.
The baseball isosceles triangle is such a beautiful thing to behold.
You knock, go from... knock, knock.
Oh,
excuse me.
Williams boy?
Ladies, I'm sorry to call upon you at such a twat hour, but I'm ringing my cap in nervousness, and I just wanted to call upon the house if you could take a break from playing your piano flutes and
Sister Martha, putting flowers
into books. I just was wondering if one of you could play a game of chess with me.
My, William Matthews, you want to play a game of chess? Well, I know all about chess.
Because I taught her. I'm the best at chess.
Martha!
It's my forte.
Bitch!
It's my piano forte.
What are you doing?
Well, if you taught her, I actually don't want to be put in my place or made to feel small by a woman. I need to keep my control, and we'll be in power forever, us men. So whoever's worse at chess, I'd love if you could come upon my house and twat and come play with chess with me.
We would never make you feel small, because, of course, then it would be little men. Turns towards camera.
Everyone looks at the camera. We're all looking at the camera. Who wants to play?
Director sitting in the chair says, "Hey, what are you doing? Don't look at the camera. We shot.
We said the name of the movie.
I don't know why you did that.
Bob Odenkirk arrives straight from the set of Better Call Saul. He gets into his air of peace and his sideburns, but he doesn't look the part.
Why would we do that?
Say it. Well, Aaron, just so you know, you were correct. She was playing chess, of course, with her sister.
Yes.
With Katie. You were dead right. And speaking of dead right, let's do a dead break and hear from some of our wonderful advertisers. We'll be right back with more chess.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion, and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's CLARITIN.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I?
I would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're
running.
They're
running. Okay, Aaron, pawn to rook 48.
Okay. Hey, Adel, do you want to play with, like, real chess pieces, or are we just going to make JPC play the chess pieces for us?
I think JPC really wanted to show off his new hats that are all the different chess pieces, so...
Yeah, but he's getting tired down there. It's really sad. We've only been playing a couple minutes, too.
Did you guys say bishop?
No.
Sure.
No? Where did bishop go?
JPC, do you need a little rest?
No!
Okay, buddy.
I wish that Bish would shut up.
No, come on. No, look, he's doing all this work for us.
He's being crazy. What?
No, it's really
who
weird
wears
and
a ball
sad.
Cap with a castle top on it? That looks.
Is it
a
castle?
No,
you
sure.
Castle?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll go for you. Tell me when to stop.
Okay, Adel, it's kind of nice. We haven't had to play with any real board games. He's been the Sorry pieces for us. He's done Candyland. Yeah. He's done Clue, which was really scary. I thought he had died.
He
died for real.
He did Chutes and Ladders. Yeah. He did Scattergories, however that works. I guess he is a pretty good friend. Hey, buddy, you want to come in from the cold? We'll make you some soup.
Oh, yeah.
We could do some riddles.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Aaron, uh-huh. Come here. I know it'll cheer him up.
What?
A bedbug with a financial problem.
A flea who's an accountant.
A snake with a sneaky problem.
A flamingo on two legs.
A panda with a TikTok.
A bear going to business school.
It's Animal Parade.
Animal Parade.
I love Animal Parade.
Oh, man. Okay, you guys do Animal Parade. I'm gonna eat this soup. Get it? Well, it's good. In case you just add soup eating sound effects.
And take them out.
And then take them out. But do it and bill us for it. Make sure that.
I've never seen somebody eat soup by pouring it into their ear.
Well.
As long as he likes it.
He might not be a great son, but he's our son, right?
Speaking of being a great son, my mother sent me a Facebook message. She's been listening to a lot of Hey Riddle Riddle lately. And she sent me, it's not a full article, so we'll read it, talk about it, and then we'll move on. But we want to thank my mom, Patty, Mama Patty, Mama P. She says, thought you might find this useful info for your show, LOL. She refuses to say the name of the podcast, for my little show. This is a picture of some sort of bug with a bundle of babies on its back. And this is a little animal fact from Mama P. It says, the assassin bug wears the corpses of its prey like a backpack. After stabbing its prey and sucking out the innards, the insect attaches the corpses to its back and uses them as camouflage and armor.
Okay, this I get. This makes sense to me on an emotional level. I am buzzing with this.
I want to see a scene.
Aaron, you are on a date with JPC, and Aaron, you are wearing all of your ex-boyfriends on your back.
Hi.
Hey.
Wow. You look amazing. Hi, I'm Aaron. It's so nice to meet you in person.
It's so nice to put a face to all of the messages.
Yeah. I was just putting my coat in the coat check, and but now I'm here. This place looks wonderful. Awesome choice. Yeah, it smells amazing in here, and I've been jealous of every order I've seen walk by me, so I can't
wait. Well, yeah, it's a candle store, so it's going to smell great. I felt like we could just kind of walk around and browse for a little bit.
I love candles. I love them.
I do, too. That's part of why we... Hey!
Uh-huh?
Is this... I love your outfit. I love your outfit.
What? My outfit.
What is it?
These jeans are pretty old, I think. This sweatshirt is a gorgeous sweatshirt. Guys I did a podcast with made fun of me for it, but it was really backfired in their face. Ugh. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that shouldn't be a deal breaker. It's pretty fun.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, but here we are.
Wow, I'd love to put you on my back. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, folks. I'm the owner of Just in the Wick of Time. Is there a certain scent you were interested in?
You're the owner of a rival candle shop?
Yes. Come on over to my store.
Are you allowed to be here?
I gotta be.
Yeah, so on my back.
Hold on. I think the owner of the real kettle shop is coming over.
Hello. Welcome to Wick Cage. We specialize in candles that have Nicolas Cage's face on them.
Yeah, what are some of your like competitors' names?
I couldn't possibly know. I keep my head in the sand and I have horse blinders on so I don't get distracted because comparison is the death of joy. And that's on a candle here.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. We're just browsing around, but we will let you know if we have any questions.
All right.
Yeah, so you were saying about your...
Oh, yeah, the thing on my back. Yes, these are my ex-boyfriends. You would think that this would be heavy, but actually I was used to carrying the weight of all the emotional labor in my relationships. Sort of always was mom, girlfriend, sort of a bunch of boys who couldn't take care of themselves and took too much.
Sure.
So now they're here on my back.
Yeah.
And
So when you say ex-boyfriends, now these are like... You know, shrunken down like it looks like what a human would look like if all of the moisture and blood and bones had been sucked out of them.
Yeah, actually, I didn't do that.
Sure,
it's just like immediate sort of karma for being. Some of these were actually pretty good guys. It's kind of sad. Some of these were really like these three were like pretty lovely dudes. Wanted them to have a nice life. These guys not so great. But yeah, just sort of happened.
Okay.
Do you want to try it on?
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Okay, is that weird?
No, not weird at all.
Okay, do you want to try on, like, my jacket, I guess?
Yeah, sure. That's really sweet.
Well, I know it can get drafty in this candle store, and it's really bad for business.
And switch in. See you, sucker! Deal with them! Yoinks!
Scene.
That was a $60 jacket.
my ex-boyfriends are not that bad. A couple bad ones in there, not too bad. Don't worry about it. I always feel bad because I get scared if like any of them listen, one of the good ones listens, and they think that I thought they were a terrible person.
Have any of them reached out and said they listen?
I think one reached out to me and said, he was really, really sweet about it. He was saying like his coworker recommended the podcast to him having no idea that he knew me. And he said that was pretty funny. And he said like, it's so nice that it's going well. Congratulations. So that was nice. But I don't think the rest of them listen. That would be weird if they did.
What would be weirder if they all did and were in a group message about it?
Do you know something I don't know?
Oh, no. I mean, the existence of hashtag Whittle Widows is totally not a thing, and I don't know anything about it.
Let's get to an animal parade.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Go ahead.
Let's go to an animal parade email. This is from Chris B., Chris says, "Dear all, you literally asked for this." And then they sent a article for something related to animals as per the animal parade segment.
That is true.
And this is the article is from livescience.com. It says, "You're not seeing things. These spiders' butts look like faces." Now we're talking. "The flashy abdomens of male peacock spiders may serve a very important purpose. Male peacock spiders have the ultimate challenge to contend with when it comes to mating. But it seems like the males might have a special trick up their sleeve, or abdomen rather. New research presented here, blah, 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 suggests that the intricate and colorful designs on the male's abdomen make him look like a predator, which may stop the female from attacking and eating him, and therefore giving him a chance to mate. The male hops around directly in front of a female, waving his fabulous butt in the air like he just don't care." They wrote that. I did not. "Some of these displays are particularly interesting because the designs on the male's flipped-up abdomens look just like the faces of the predators, such as wasps and mantises."
Wow.
I would date him, but he's a real butt's stomach. You know what I'm saying?
Look at that. Look at that. That's
amazing.
Crazy.
That
there
like
are no
mantis.
Good spiders that, left in New York City.
That looks like my sweatshirt.
That does. That looks like the sweatshirt. That spider is modeled after the sweatshirt.
Wow. That is interesting.
Aaron, what would be the benefits if humans had little faces on their butts? What are the benefits of that?
I can't stop thinking of benefits. Of that. Number one, butt theater. Shakespeare, but it's just everyone's butts. Number two, mooning people would actually be just showing them your second face. Number three, sex, it sort of feels like there's four people there.
I want to see a quick scene. So the three of us, we're out for a night on the town. We're all at our own table at like a bar. And from across the bar, we all spot the Predator from the movies The Predator, who is at the bar ordering a drink. And we're all trying to decide who gets to be the one to go and hit on the Predator.
And put the shot glasses down. Guys,
down.
Thank you so much out for coming out and celebrating my birthday with me today.
Yeah,
really sweet.
Of course. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
And like we said, for your birthday, we are all going to get fucked tonight.
Yep.
For your birthday.
Thank you so much. I just really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Be cool.
What's up?
How? I don't know how.
Yeah, don't give me.
Turn your hat backwards.
Okay.
Don't look, but look over at the bar and look who just walked in.
I can't see. Is there like active camouflage? Oh my God, there is active.
Oh my God, so hot. Happy birthday to me.
The Predator is here with Richard Kind.
Oh, that's the Predator? I was looking at Richard Kind.
Me too.
Oh, good. Oh. Good.
Oh, God.
Because I want to ask the Predator out, but are you two going to fight over Richard Kine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the Predator like 9 feet tall? Look at Richard Kine next to him. He must be at least 6'8".
Richard Kine is like maybe married?
Oh.
Maybe, but you wouldn't be in this bar if he was very serious about his marriage.
All right, shoot your shot, everybody. I want myself
a Richard Kind bar. Meow.
Wow. All right, so I'm going to go over to the Predator.
Uh-huh. Aaron, you have a triangle of red dots on your face.
Oh, my God. I do. Are you lying? Are you just trying to make me feel better?
Oh, no. I think he's noticed you. I think Richard Kind has noticed you.
Oh, God. No, wrong guy.
Wait, Richard Kind is typing something into his arm. Oh, he's going to self-implode.
No, you're a treasure.
I think the three dots is something from Predator.
I think so too.
I haven't seen that movie in like 22 years, but I'm like, I think at some point he has like an arm cannon that has like a triangle. It's like a sniper gun, but with three dots, I believe.
The Predator is an interesting movie because I think there's like three governors in that movie.
Governor Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
Governor... Well,
who was the provincial governor of France.
He was cast as the Predator, and then they recast him to be some guy who was like 8 feet tall.
Can you imagine if the Predator had just been doing splits in between trees for that whole movie?
And speaking in a French accent? Or Brussels? He's from Brussels?
Yeah, the Muscles from Brussels.
Muscles from Brussels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I tried and tried to find a riddle with an animal in it, but I couldn't find it. So, Animal Parade is over.
Yay!
But I do have a riddle about Richard Kind.
Animal Parade is over. You sounded like a dad taking Animal Parade from us because we didn't do our laundry.
I'll turn this riddle around.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay at Animal Parade. Get out. Closing time.
One last call for Richard Kind.
I love Richard Kind.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah.
Maybe the best part of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Also, maybe one of the best cast voices in a Pixar anything.
Oh, yeah, as Bing Bong?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's also very funny in the... what was that?
When he says, take her to the moon for me.
Oh, so sad.
You can cry really hard at that if you want.
His role in what's documentary now is also superb.
Oh, yeah.
I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, so funny.
That's one of the best TV episodes of anything.
Speaking of the best TV shows of all time, here's a riddle. A man is asked what his daughters look like. He answers, they are all blondes, but two. All brunettes, but two. And all redheads, but two. How many daughters does he have?
Three.
Explain.
Mm-hmm.
Their butts are dyed brunette, blonde, and red.
He has six daughters because butts is faces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's three girls.
You're both correct. There was three daughters. One is blonde, one is brunette, and one is redhead. I thought in
just
my head...
Just like the movie Wedding Crashers.
When I read this, I was like, oh, this is a fun one. And then now hearing it out loud, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's very easy.
Yeah, the insane... That was insane, the poll I just did. That was amazing.
The Wedding Crashers poll?
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a decade, but...
Isla Fisher...
Is redhead. Rachel McAdams has brown hair in the movie, and their third sister from the beginning has blonde hair.
Yeah, that's right. The one who gets married.
Yeah, it always kind of bothered me that they all had different hair color. Because I was like, why? Why, though? Your siblings?
They
kind of,
they want to be expressive. They want to be their own people.
I guess so. My sisters have the same color hair, and then I dyed my hair to look like theirs during most of my 20s. But now I'm back to red, baby.
Can I... This is going to be maybe what tears us apart. Can I posit something where I think... Aaron, you have currently dyed your hair red. My hair is black. JPC, your hair is black. JPC, a lot of people have said that you sound like you're blonde. For the sake of having each one of us have a different hair color, and that's so much more fun, JPC, yeah. would you shave your head?
Would you dye Adel's hair?
I did have a blonde mustache last year.
I remember that.
I dyed my mustache blonde. I didn't
And that's
the
why
experience.
I called it the Summer of Nightmares.
I think I would get myself a blonde mustache, but this time if I did it again, I would go like full Hulk Hogan and do it like all the way down.
Full on handlebar?
Hear me out. Okay, we're going to the Hulk Hogan and then you bleach it.
Yeah.
And then you do the temporary dye of different colors. So one day you have a hot pink one.
Ooh.
Next week, neon green.
Honestly,
light blue.
It seems like a lot of work, but once you dye it, once you bleach it blonde, you're already halfway there anyway.
Yeah, the temporary stuff, you just put a little boop, boop, boop,
yeah.
boop, boop.
So, boop, boop
if
boop.
You, I love this idea, and I'm going to build on top of it. If you have that handlebar mustache like Hulk Hogan has, where it looks like a square, but it's just missing the bottom line.
Okay.
If you do that and like dye it red, the next week you can shave off one of the connecting pieces, so like it's an L shape, and then make that blue, and then shave off the other connecting piece and make that like green, and you're doing Tetris pieces.
Do Tetris pieces around your face for nothing but fun. Come on,
I'm not, do it.
I'm not really using my face for much else these days. So I guess why not?
That's the best sentence that's ever been said on the show. I'm not really using my face for much else.
I can't think of a good reason not
to
do this.
You're a podcaster. Oh, yeah.
But I think it would be fun if you went blonde, and then we could have all three of us have different hair color.
Or I just become a little baby, and we get another guy in here, and we just become three men and a little baby.
That's fun. And there's always the ghost in the background. That's fun.
What if I dyed my hair like gray? What if I just went like full
gray would look awesome.
Hair?
You,
do it.
JPC, honestly, you look fantastic with either gray or like white.
Mm-hmm. I have gray hairs.
Yeah.
Like gray hairs, you know, coming in. So
you're a silver fox.
It's not too long.
Vicky has silver hair and it looks fantastic on her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I feel like more people
your mom
should,
has beautiful hair.
More people, I feel like silver is the best looking hair on people. More people should dye their hair silver.
Amen.
Or I guess just let it grow silver.
Yeah. More people should age.
The haircut that did you say David Lynch? Hair color and cut?
David Byrne.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. I have a dream that one day I can write a movie, and obviously I make JPC the villain in the movie.
Sure, mm-hmm. Of course.
And that is the haircut I'm giving. He's wearing a lab coat, and he's looking at like those like beakers filled with like bubbling up very colorful liquid, and he has that hair color and cut, and he's just saying things like, interesting. Well, come Monday morning.
And he's wearing no shoes. And at some point he runs around the room and he's like, we're on a road to nowhere.
I'll say this. I'm not in the industry, but any movie that I work on, I will be the villain. I could be doing craft services. I'll be the villain. I can hold the fucking boom mic. I'm going to be the villain. People are going to know I'm a bad guy on the set of that movie.
JPC, don't worry. It will still be your brand because you will not fit the rest of the tone of the movie at all. It will seem like your performance sabotaged the movie when my writing did. Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I would love that, actually. I would love to be, like, so out of place in a movie.
Speaking of out of place in a movie, here's another riddle. Tim and Mel are long-distance lovers. Tim has just purchased an engagement ring for Mel and wants to mail it to her. Unfortunately, the only way to ensure the ring will be received is to place a lock on the package. Tim has locks and Mel has locks, but I read that flatly. Tim has locks and Mel has locks, but neither have keys for each other's locks. How can they ensure the ring isn't stolen? Does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it. Hey, Tim, if you want to mail your partner an engagement ring, just go ahead and do it to this address. Mail it to Divorce Court, man, because that's going to save you a fucking step.
Yeah, and if you want to leave your girlfriend a love note, don't put it in the fucking dog food. That's going to be divorce.
Unless I feel like that's the only place you won't find it.
I'll never tell. I think the most romantic way to propose is sending someone a package.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, 100%. If you're in a long-distance relationship, they say that big romantic gestures, and by that I mean throw some extra package or some extra stamps on that thing. Like, really let her know that it meant something to you.
Are the locks like bagel locks?
You said bagel locks?
Aaron, yeah, like did you have dinner?
I'm really hungry. I didn't have dinner.
No, I was just thrown because I'm like, can it be true? Aaron's also making puns? This, again, is my dream episode. Finally.
Yeah, well, I finally got your email that said you meant to send it to someone else that said, I picked JPC and Aaron thinking they'd make puns and they didn't, and now I'm sad.
My punny Valentine.
You both agreed you do puns as long as they were fish related.
Yes.
So these are actual locks with, you know, keys. And so Tim
like
has
a lock box? Like a lock box? Like where they're delivering it?
It can be a lock box. No, I'm sorry, it has to have a key. So we'll say that it has it's like a padlock but with a keyhole in it. So a padlock where you put in a key and turn it to the right.
In a different like letter?
You can't send the key because if anybody intercepts it, then they would have access to both. So Tim has locks and Mel has locks, but neither have keys for the other's locks. How can they ensure the ring isn't stolen?
Oh, she sends her lock box to him in the mail, and he sends it back with the ring.
Aaron, you are on a roll.
And then Tim, the chicken goes the chicken in the mail, the and fox, the wolf. And then
the wolf eats the chicken and the fox. Tim places a lock on the package and sends it to Mel. Mel places one of her locks on the package and sends it back to Tim. Tim removes his lock and sends the package back to Mel.
I would like to see a scene.
Wow, the Postal Service is making fucking bank on this exchange.
They're okay. They need it. They're doing
fuck
good.
My life.
You guys are my best friends and you just got engaged to each other. We're out to dinner celebrating, and I ask you to tell the story of your engagement, but really one of you just mailed the other the ring, so you're having to make up a more romantic, interesting story on the spot.
Got it, sure.
Cheers to you. This is so exciting.
We wanted to share it with you. We wanted to make sure that we're sharing it with you.
And as we're cheersing, let's just make, I want to be clear, Cheers seasons 1 and 2, right? That's the cheers
we
do.
When Coach was still the best. Yeah,
Coach was the
I
best character.
Coach.
And then they killed him off because he died.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good reason, though.
Rude.
Huh?
Rude.
Well, rude. I just want to fully acknowledge, the show doesn't age that well. So I'll just say that as well. Cheers to season 1 and 2.
I didn't realize.
Well, I mean, it, some people really think it does, but it doesn't. It just
sexist,
doesn't.
Sexist, homophobic, and racist. Yep.
Really? Oh, no.
Anyways, so all I know is that you guys are engaged, but I haven't heard the story yet. So just I'm all ears. Go.
Sure.
Claire, don't leave anything out.
Claire, you want to tell it?
I'm sure it's so romantic.
So Sam Malone is a washed up baseball player.
Not for the Red Sox.
Oh.
Not cheers.
Okay.
Your engagement story.
Okay.
Yes. I'll start this one.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. The story.
And it's so romantic.
I bet.
You guys were just dating, you would always say that you wish that they put a ton of effort in. So I'm sure.
Yes.
That
and this took so much effort. So the whole, here's the whole shebang. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Fa, a long, long way to go.
So you're just singing Sound of Music out of order? And that's not the story, I don't think.
Well, is it out of order if I sing it with confidence? Story.
Well, if you maybe go from do to re and not do to fa, but singing the note for re a little bit.
Okay. I messed up the story. Why don't you, Claire, you tell it. I messed it up.
So.
We found a time machine.
Okay. So we found a time machine. Okay.
And we bought a zoo.
And thank you, Mark. And we bought a zoo.
Okay.
Together.
Okay.
But the time machine broke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the zoo drowned.
Drowned.
Sudra with the animals?
The whole zoo with the animals in a time machine.
Oh, my God.
And the people who worked there and another town that was next door to it.
Oh, my God.
And all the tickets and cotton candy. Isn't that a travesty?
Mm-hmm. Wait, why did you put tickets and cotton candy at the end? Like, that was
the
most important.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
So
we both arrive to
the funeral of the town. It's they're doing a funeral mass, and it's also a mass funeral.
Okay.
Yes, in Massachusetts.
So,
okay.
So I'm wearing a suit, but with shorts on the bottom. Of armor, but with armor shorts on the bottom.
On the bottom.
For comfortable nights.
And I'm wearing most of a cheesecake.
Okay. What happened next?
No crust. So I... being a knight, was so hungry. Speaking of hungry, should we order first? This story is so boring.
Yes. Should we order first?
Wait, I'm just getting a notification of... Oh, wait. Someone posted your engagement online.
Hey, I'm Nick. Welcome to Wax a Million. If anyone wants to get an order started, I can take it right now.
Scene.
Our candle of the day is soy.
Stop making restaurants candle stores.
That would be my dream, honestly. You know how much I love a good candle.
First of all, hey, if you're out there and you're thinking about taking somebody on a date, do a little check. Movies, restaurants are out. Take him to a candle store. Candle store fun date. Movie lame date. Boo.
I'll take you to the candle store. I'll let you pick out any candle.
I'll let you lick a candle.
I'll let you wick the lollipop.
Taking a date to a candle store is one of the most romantic things that you can do, and I will die on that grave.
That's really sweet. I kind of like that. Everyone leaves with a migraine. I love it.
Let's go into another riddle here. I am a word of 5 letters, and when people... Oh, let me start it over. Let's get into another riddle here. I am a word of 5 letters, and people eat me. If you remove the first letter, I become a form of energy. Remove the first 2 letters, and I'm needed to live. Scramble the last 3 letters, and you can drink me. What am I?
So wait, 5-letter word.
It's food.
It's a 5-letter word that people eat. Now, if you remove the first letter, it becomes a form of energy. You remove the first 2 letters... and it's something needed to live. And then you scramble the last 3 letters, which would be this the same as the last answer, but scrambled, and you can drink me.
Okay.
What?
I thought it was bread at first, but that's not it.
Walk us through that. So bread, red. Oh, does that work? Red.
No, it doesn't work.
Ed. That's a good guess. Yeah. Good guess.
Ed.
A-E-I-E-O. And
is it a vegetable? It's a vegetable at the beginning?
It is not a vegetable.
Okay.
Is it a fruit?
It is not a fruit.
Okay. I know a fruit that it definitely isn't. Let's move on from that. Okay. Is it a pecan?
It is not. Yeah. But closer than fruit or vegetable, kind of.
Okay.
Oh, have you also seen Picanso's new work?
It's too surreal for me.
Oh, man, this is hard when you're hungry.
So is it... The last three, what's the clue in the last three? It's like you mix them around and it's something you can drink. And what's the first part of it?
So when you get down to 3 letters, so you remove the first 2 letters. When you get down to the last 3 of the word in order, it becomes something needed to live. And then you scramble those 3 letters from that answer. And then you get something you can drink. And when it says I'm needed to live... It's like a process needed to live, I guess. That's phrased.
Oh, okay, so it's not like air and then Ira, because an Ira glass.
I mean, that's a great example of what the process is, but not the right answer. Yeah, I can drink Ira glass out of Ira glass. Why doesn't NPR make those Ira glasses?
Give us a hint about the food.
So the food is something. Maybe this is a food that you would eat during a board game. During
popcorn?
A very
no, that's five letter
a food you would eat, like chips.
That's a 5-letter word. We're getting very close. That's the closest guess
snacks?
So far. This in a certain form, this is a snack. If you're eating a certain brand of something, this is a so this we would eat this during a board game that became very popular like 12 years ago, like blew up. Like everyone suddenly knew of this game, even though it was probably made in the early 90s.
What?
This is something. It's a food that you would specifically only eat during a board game?
Well, I'm just having some fun.
What board
game in the last 12 years, 15 years absolutely blew up?
Cards Against Humanity?
No, board game.
I don't know.
I guess that's a board game.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes, it did. This would be...
Is this like a Monopoly type
three
of
words.
Board game? Oh, Settlers of Catan.
Yes. And then one of the components in Settlers of Catan...
Sheep?
I don't know. I've never...
Grain?
I guess we call it different
grains?
Things. Fuck. Fuck me.
Wheat.
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 Heat.
Eat. And tea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom, baby. Wheat,
Boom
heat, hour. Eat, and tea.
I figured it was bread because I was on the right track.
We were both on the right track and we both fucking nailed it. And we got it. We got it in one.
Got it in one. Wheat, heat, eat, and tea. Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for guessing these riddles correctly. I feel like this is...
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're welcome.
I feel like this is one of the quickest we've gotten riddles before. And when I say we, it was the two of you, so that should tell us something.
Well, I had a lot of fun, and I was energized by the puns.
Me too. That's what I've been saying. I'm wearing a T-shirt that says energized by puns. But
I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, my God. I have a T-shirt that says puns are my wheat, heat, eaten tea. I've been wearing this the whole show. What the fuck?
That sounds like a small town in Nebraska of like, oh, you want to get down to wheat, heat, eaten tea?
I'm wearing a shirt that says, I love you like JPC loves fish puns. And aww. I got sent home from every store I went to today.
I just went down to the laundry and tan, which is right next to the wheat, heat, eaten tea.
And I'm wearing a bracelet that says, be Richard kind to one another.
Well, that's nice. Anything to plug, Adel?
Yes, I have a few things to plug. I want to plug a little thing that the three of us did called Hey Tavern Tavern. It's a Hello from the Magic Tavern spinoff featuring the three of us as characters in the world of Foon. We give out relationship advice. It is such a wonderful time. We've done 7 episodes. I think all 7 are out now. So you should sign up for Stitcher Premium. That's where these are located. You can use the code MAGIC, M-A-G-I-C, to get 4 weeks free or 1 month free, whatever comes first, maybe. And you can listen to all the episodes and then do what you will. So please check that out. That's Hey Tavern Tavern on Stitcher Premium. I also want to give a shout out to Gemma. Gemma's birthday was yesterday when we're recording this, but it'll be much later. But I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. I love you, Gemma. A happy birthday. Congratulations, you did it. And I want to give a shout out to my friend Mary Wynn Hader, has a new book out that she just wrote and released. It's called The Losers at the Center of the Galaxy. Please check for that book at your local bookstore, The Losers at the Center of the Galaxy by Mary Wynn Hader. Also, my sister and my brother-in-law are moving to Nashville. So if you have any recommendations for Nashville for them, for what they should do, where they should grab food or whatever that might be, send emails to hrrpodcast@gmail.com with the subject line Nashville, and I will forward those over to her, and I would appreciate that. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I heard Nashville actually has a pretty nice wheat, heat, eat, and tea, but... You know, where doesn't have a nice one of those? You can just follow me over at twitch.tv/sharkbarkman over there playing video games, having the frickin' time of my life. Erin, anything that you have to plug?
Yes, the new thing to plug. So in early 2015, I was on this improv team. I started my improv team called Wet Bus. They are some of my favorite people in the world, some of my best friends. And we have a improv show that we're doing every other Friday on Twitch. But also me and then other people in different combinations of us are going to be playing board games and video games. So you can follow
us
at Wet Bus on Twitch. Yeah, and it's also the link in my Instagram bio. So ErinKeefe10 on Instagram if you want to find our Twitch. And we did one show on Friday, and it was so fun. And Mariah was commenting as JPC under JPC's handle, and it was making me laugh really hard because I was like, JPC would never say that.
At one point, I did say something very critical against Harrison, and she goes, "Oh, they're going to think I said that." No, they're not.
Erin, of course, we all know that the Predator is an alien from another planet somewhere in the galaxy very close by. But more importantly, Richard Kind is from...
Jupiter!
Bye forever.
The misdirect! The misdirect! And the winner is Adel Ravai!
There she is.
Misdirect.
Misdirect. Yay!
Full that was circle, amazing. Full
Did you guys
circle,
plan
full
that?
Full circle. Family
slow,
circle. Family
slow
circle.
Fade on this episode, Casey. Hey there, sharks and crabs. If you like that and you liked our Patreon episode, The Woods, you are going to love The Beach this Friday on the Patreon. You can listen to all that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.